When you're in charge of a nonprofit, fundraising is always a very important part of keeping that nonprofit in the best of shape. And when your nonprofit is a school founded by the Sisters of St. Francis 92 years ago in Manoa Valley, the job you have of educating and inspiring your students is one of the best and most rewarding things you can do. St. Francis School did an excellent job preparing one student for life. Not only is she an alumna of St. Francis School, she's also the principal, Sister Joan of Arc Souza, and she's with us by phone this morning. Aloha, Sister Joan.
Good morning, Bill.
Everything going well?
Oh, yes.
I always was thinking back to it's a nonprofit, and a school is still a school, and there are lots of expenses. Now, when you start out, I imagine like with anything else, the cost of tuition has gone up over the years, and you have a lot of students who have special needs in terms of just financial, is that right?
Oh, that's correct. Yes, we do.
So what happens in terms of fundraising as an art? And when you think about it, you started out years ago. I don't know if it would be rude for a gentleman to ask a lady what her tuition would be when she was at the school, but I imagine.
It was about $300.
$300, that's a year.
That's for the entire year.
And if you're a senior now?
It's $11,900.
So it's just a little bit more.
Just a bit.
But the school, it was started by the inspiration of St. Mary Ann?
Well, yes, because the young women who entered the community came into the school without a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. So the sisters back then in 1924 applied for a license to educate these young women. And then the school just grew into what it is today.
So as a co-ed school, that came about under your direction, or was that a little bit before?
No, I was the one who did that in 2006. We decided we needed to open the elementary, have a full school, and go co-ed.
Okay, so once that's implemented, so now it's, 10 years later. How long, so when the first co-ed graduating class then would have been the?
I believe the first class, because we cut it short, we started adding the boys and upper levels after we made that first initial. Mm-hmm. So 3 years ago was our first co-ed class.
So the school now has been there in Manoa, same campus, for 92 years?
Well, we moved here in 1931.
Oh, 31, okay.
Yes.
So now the school is up and it's running and it's open, and is there plans for expansion in the future?
Oh, there's always plans for expansion. We right now have a little over 500. Our goal is to eventually reach 600 students, and then it will be capped at that.
And that just because of size limitation?
Yes.
What about future building plans?
Well, we're talking about renovating our auditorium, which was built during the war, and it needs some attention. So we're going to be working on that.
In terms of the logistics of running a nonprofit school, I imagine the church itself, the Catholic Church, does it provide a lot of the funding, or how much? If you did a breakdown and cost analysis just to keep this beautiful nonprofit school running year to year, how does the budget break down?
The church does not support St. Francis School. St. Francis is a private school.
Okay.
So we're supported by tuition, donations, fundraising, and the Sisters of St. Francis.
Is this typical of most parochial schools?
If they're private. If they're parochial, then the church does sponsor them.
So, because a lot of, forgive my ignorance, but a lot of people tend to sort of conflate the two. So parochial is a Catholic church sponsored and funded, but a private Catholic institution has to do everything on its own.
That's correct.
So when you are doing everything on its own, you probably have some ideas sitting down with the staff and the sisterhood. You have both members of sisterhood. Do you also have laity on your instructional staff?
Oh, of course.
And
we have more laity than we have sisters.
So if that's the case, you find that you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
And if you want to hire the best teachers, they need to be, what they say, the laborer is worthy of his hire.
That's correct.
So let's see. In that case, getting fundraising going along with tuition to help out students, and you guys also essentially tithe to schools in Kenya?
Yes, we have a sister school in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
and their tuition is $300.
Okay.
So for
just
every
like,
$300
like
that we can send them, they not only educate a child, that child has breakfast, lunch, books, everything.
So you have to get creative, and suddenly you remembered, hey, lots of nuns like to go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So from there, when did the idea start to bring the Ninth Island to Oahu?
I started talking about it to people, asking them what you know they would think about it if we did this. Maybe about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
last year we did it for the first time. It's all fun and games, and yeah, people in Hawaii are constantly going to Vegas, so why not bring a little bit of Vegas to Hawaii?
So last year it was successful and raised a good deal of funds to help, too. It's for scholarship funding, right?
It did. This year we hope to raise even more.
Well, I wish you all the best of the success. The ninth island coming to Manoa, it's a lot cooler than the other ninth island.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sister Joan, well, the odds are good that it's going to be another good year, and I thank you so much for being with us this morning. I wish you all the best and success.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.
Sister Joan of Arc Souza is the principal of St. Francis School and their fundraiser, Ninth Island in Manoa, this Saturday night in the gym auditorium. See our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation, for the odds. I mean, for more information.